In our last segment, we talked about the story of Elijah and how he claimed a promise in Leviticus 26, the promise that it would not rain. By the way, when you claim promises, do you claim promises for problems or for blessings? Here Elijah claimed a promise that it would not rain. That affected all of his people, including himself. You know, there's a promise in the New Testament that Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So Jesus promised that we would have problems, we would have troubles. How many of you have claimed that promise? Well, I doubt whether any of us have. We have enough troubles without claiming promises like that. So we go back to the story of Elijah, and we learn something about prayer. Prayer is powerful. God is a keeper of the covenant. God is true to his word, but three things have to line up for prayers to be answered. Number one, James 5:16 says, the prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much. Notice it doesn't say the prayer of many righteous accomplish much. It says the prayer of a righteous man. What does it mean by righteous? Does that mean that the person is perfect? No, it means that their values are aligned with the values of heaven. They regard the things of God above the things of this world. They love righteousness and hate evil. Yes, they're carnal, and they get tripped up by the devil, and they fall, and they repent, and they claim the promises that God will forgive them and give them salvation. But nevertheless, they are righteous in the sense that they love righteousness. And notice it says the prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much. Sometimes we think if we get 100 people praying about this, that God will do something. That's actually a pagan idea. Because the pagans had the ideas that the gods were against them, and somehow they needed to twist the arms of God, of the gods, so that they would get their attention, annoy the gods, so to speak, until they finally give in and do what they would like them to do. But the Bible doesn't say the prayer of many accomplishes much. It says the prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much. So number one, the person must be righteous in that they value righteousness and hate evil. Number two, it needs to be God's will. And we know that in Elijah's case, it was God's will, because he said, if you continue to go about your business as usual and not regard me, then I'm going to bring drought. So it was God's will. Thirdly, it needs to be God's timing. Sometimes we can be in tune with heaven, that is, righteous. We know it's God's will to answer our prayer, and yet he still doesn't answer the prayer. Why? Because it isn't his timing. Now we will learn later that when God took his people, Israel, into Babylonian captivity, they were to be there for 70 years, he told them. That was their punishment. Now let's just imagine that 11 years into Babylonian captivity, there was a group of people who met for Bible study and prayer every Wednesday night. And they were so sincere, and they saw what led them into captivity, and they repented every Wednesday night and daily to the Lord and say, Lord, hear our prayer. Take us back home. Let us begin to rebuild Jerusalem. We're sorry for our sins. We don't want to do that anymore. We don't want to go down that road anymore. Now, would that be a good thing? Of course. Was it God's will that they repent in captivity? Yes. Was it God's will that they go back after 11 years? No. It wasn't his timing. It was his will that they go back after 70 years, and it was his will that they go back, but not his timing. And so three things need to line up. We need to be committed to God. That's what it means by a righteous person. Our values line up with heaven's values. Number two, it needs to be God's will. And number three, it needs to be God's timing. And as those three things line up, then God answers prayer. I'm glad that we serve a God who answers prayer. I'm glad for the story of Elijah. I'm glad for his faith in the promises, and that he lined up his will with God's. His timing became, or God's timing became his timing, and sure enough, it did not rain for 3.5 years. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.